In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The subcommittee basically took up discussion drafts outlining each of those four titles, conservation, credit, energy, research, and approved some amendments by voice vote. Any amendments that would have needed an increase in funding or that were controversial were basically withdrawn, and you can assume that they'll be reoffered for the full markup.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It included funding for all the conservation programs that were in the 2002 bill. The largest change was in the Conservation Security Program. The subcommittee made it a national program, made changes to the program, but also is not allowing any sign-ups until 2012. And so that money that was in the baseline for those 5 years could be used for other programs, because if you look at programs like the Wetlands Reserve Program or the Grasslands Reserve Program, had zero baseline, so they didn't have any money to work with those programs.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Which made it clear that producers could use financial assistance dollars to hire approved third-party providers. Wetlands Reserve Program made a correction to direct USDA and how they value the land, the fair market value of the land that would be going into the program, and directed USDA to use its valuation process that it used several years ago.